And I would get harassed sometimes. People would yell at me from their passing cars, "Get a job!" And I'd be like, "This is my job." But it hurt because it made me fear that I was somehow doing something unjob-like and unfair, shameful. I had no idea how perfect a real education I was getting for the music business on this box. And for the economists out there, you may be interested to know I actually made a pretty predictable income, which was shocking to me given I had no regular customers, but pretty much 60 bucks on a Tuesday, 90 bucks on a Friday, it was consistent. And meanwhile, I was touring locally and playing in nightclubs with my band, the Dresden Dolls. This was me on piano, a genius drummer. I wrote the songs. And eventually, we started making enough money that I could quit being a statue. And as we started touring, I really didn't want to lose this sense of direct connection with people because I loved it. So after all of our shows, we would sign autographs and hug fans and hang out and talk to people. And we made an art out of asking people to help us and join us. And I would track down local musicians and artists, and they would set up outside of our shows, and they would pass the hat, and then they would come in and join us on stage. So we had this like, rotating smorgasbord of weird, random circus guests.